That's something Japan's environment minister is going to hear a lot more of. Shinjiro Koizumi announced he's going to take advantage of his country's generous paternity leave policy after his baby is born later this month. This would make him the highest-ranking Japanese official ever to do so. This is a really big deal there. That's because in Japan, new fathers rarely take time off from work. Koizumi is, but he's not even taking a fraction of his full benefits. He's only taking 2 weeks off when, under Japan's policy, he could take up to a year. Here's the rub. Only 6% of Japanese fathers take any paternity leave at all. Anna Gromada is a social and economic policy consultant for UNICEF. She was the main author of a 2019 UNICEF report on family-friendly policies in high-income countries. As for the announcement from Japan's environment minister, Gromada also believes it's a big deal and an encouraging sign.
Firstly, we are very happy that this is happening. This is good for families. This is good for children. Secondly, out of all high-income countries that we study, only 30 offer any paternity leave, and half of these countries offer 2 weeks of less. So what he's taking is actually the maximum amount that is available in many other high-income countries. What is important also for us is that people in positions of power lead by example. This is important when we have a look at the research about the motives that prevent men from taking paternity leave. If we look at these motives in Japan, the top three reasons have something to do with the employment relationship. People are afraid of the unfavorable atmosphere. People are afraid of their bosses. People are afraid of putting too much burden on their colleagues. Personal motives, such as lower pay, appear only as the fifth main reason why men are not taking the leave. This means that if you are a man in a position of power and other men and women below you would like to do it but cannot because they are afraid of you, once you make this move, you may empower all the people that you manage. That's why we take it as a very positive news.
Even though he's taking 2 weeks of a possible 52-week paternity leave? I mean, is that really leading by example?
What is happening here is a social change. So when we have a look at 1% of take-up that was happening in 2007, this is still a remarkable progress, especially if we remember that what he takes is actually more than what most men take in European countries.
Wow. How long ago did Japan start its generous paternity leave policy, and what was the motivation?
Okay, the first attempts have appeared before 2007. However, then Japan was increasing its length on a regular basis between 2013 and 2019, which means that today it is the country with the single longest paternity leave around the world. It has 52 weeks of paternity leave, paid at, on average, 58%, which is, gives you an equivalent of 30 weeks of full pay.
But it's not necessarily the case that just because you're a rich country, you offer generous paternity leave policies. I mean, Switzerland, Greece, the United Kingdom, they're not doing too well, are they?
Yes, yes. The first is whether you have conditions for doing this, for example, as measured by your GDP. And the second thing is whether there is a political will to do something. So, for example, the US, which is the richest country in history in terms of what it produces in terms of GDP, is the only high-income country that offers nothing in terms of maternity or paternity leave. So clearly, wealth is not a guarantee of a policy. And
well,
by
there,
contrast,
there is the Family and Medical Leave Act of 1993 for maternity leave, but I think that only applies to workplaces of 50 or more employees.
Yes, but what we look at are statutory entitlements. We are perfectly aware of many employers that compensate for the lack of statutory entitlements in the US. However, what is important for us when we choose our indicators is to make sure that it's something which is protected by law. It's something that is not at the grace of your employer to give it to you or to withdraw from you. We consider it to be a right, as also from the child's rights perspective. And we only look at the length that is guaranteed.
So Environment Minister Koizumi will take 2 weeks of paternity leave. You seem to think that's pretty encouraging. What kind of bonding do you think will really happen in 2 weeks between Koizumi and his child?
I'm not in a position to talk about people's private life and his child. Sorry.
Anna Gramada, a social and economic policy consultant for UNICEF. She was the main author of a UNICEF report on family-friendly policies in high-income countries. Thanks for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.